Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about diabetics and wheat allergy, how a girl lost her healthcare coverage for being diagnosed celiac, the mystery protein zonulin, now identified, going paleo, the Easy Bake Oven, and Golden Chalice Carrot Cake. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and October 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. So to get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes. Limit one per customer and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. 50% of type 1 diabetics show adverse immune response to wheat. For most people, the immune system identifies and attacks dangerous viruses and/or bacteria without harming the healthy body tissue or even other benign molecules such as food. For type 1 diabetics, the immune system wrongly targets the cells of the pancreas, the organ responsible for regulation of blood sugar. According to the results of a new study, type 1 diabetics are also more likely to have adverse immune reactions to wheat. Even more surprisingly, this kind of overreaction is caused by the same genes as type 1 diabetes. The results of this study add to the accumulating concept that the gastrointestinal system is an active player in the diabetes disease process. Animal models have shown that a wheat-free diet can reduce the risk of developing diabetes. But more research is needed to confirm the association and to assess possible effects of diet changes in humans. Firm cancels health insurance for celiac. A teenage girl was recently dropped from her family's health insurance plan with American Community Mutual Insurance because they refused to cover her quote-unquote pre-existing condition, celiac disease. American Community not only canceled her policy, effective in May of 2009, but also denied coverage all the way back to November 1st, 2008, the day her coverage began. Once she was diagnosed with celiac in February, American Community initiated a review of her medical files and found instances of dizziness, elevated cholesterol, ongoing fatigue, and a persistent cough. The family received a letter from American Community, dated 12th of May, announcing their choice to rescind coverage. The letter stated, "The coverage you applied for would not have been issued if we had known this medical history at the time of application. And this family is not alone." The director of the Illinois Department of Insurance notes that his department has investigated about 400 rescission-related cases industry-wide since 2005. Zonulin, the mystery molecule, identified. In early 2001, Dr. Alessio Fasano published findings that a mysterious protein called zonulin could play a key role in the development of increased intestinal permeability, or leaky gut, and celiac disease. He and his team have just published findings from a new research that identifies the molecule and its behavior in the hopes that it can be targeted for therapeutic interventions. This paper was published on PNAS website or Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, and it's an open access article, so we've posted the link on our website. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. The Paleolithic Diet. The Paleolithic Diet, also called the Paleo Diet, the Caveman Diet, the Stone Age Diet, or the hunter-gatherer diet, is based on a presumed ancient diet that humans consumed during the Paleolithic era. The Paleolithic lasted about 2.5 million years and ended about 10,000 years ago with the development of modern-day agriculture. The Paleolithic diet consists mainly of meat, fish, fresh vegetables, fruit, roots, and nuts, but excludes grains, legumes, dairy products, salt, refined sugar, and processed oils. Some adherents to the Paleolithic diet add vigorous physical activity in order to mimic the Stone Age hunter-gatherer lifestyle. So this nutritional regime was popularized in the mid-1970s by a gastroenterologist named Walter L. Votlin. Proponents of the diet argue that modern human populations subsisting on traditional diets, allegedly similar to those of the Paleolithic hunter-gatherers, are largely free of diseases of civilization and affluence, such as diabetes, autoimmune disorders, allergies, cancer, heart disease, obesity, and rheumatoid arthritis. Many aspects of the Paleolithic diet have proven health benefits. There's absolutely no question that people who get plenty of exercise and eat lots of fruits and vegetables and avoid saturated fats tend to be healthier. Some experts are dubious, however, as to whether the benefits of the caveman diet extended into old age. They argue that diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and arthritis are found less frequently in hunter-gatherer societies because few members of those societies survive to an age in which those conditions become problems. Easy bake oven recipes. A popular topic on the forums recently has been gluten-free recipes for the Easy Bake Oven. For those who do not remember the Easy Bake Oven, it's a child's toy, still sold today, which is just a small electric oven with mini baking trays and accessories. So for fans of the Easy Bake Oven, who are collectors of the original toy from the 50s, 60s, or 70s, or even if you have a new one, please show us your recipes. Fit for a gourmet and miniature are any easy, slop-together, sure-fire winners that kids of any size can put together. Golden Chalice Carrot Cake. This recipe calls for a raisin sauce that can be prepared ahead of time and kept in the fridge for weeks afterward. Just place 1 cup raisins in a jar with 1.5 cups water. Let them soak overnight or longer in the refrigerator. And when ready, just blend in a blender and make a paste out of it. So here's the basics of the recipe. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour a 9 by 9 by 2 inch pan. Combine almond meal flour, quinoa or amaranth flour, or any combination with baking soda, cinnamon, allspice, cloves, and your favorite kind of sea salt. Then blend in a cup of coconut oil or ghee, which is clarified butter, and 1/2 teaspoon sweet leaf stevia or raw powdered stevia leaf, 1 cup raisin sauce, and vanilla. But don't forget the carrots, 4 eggs. Optional would be 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts. And bake this mixture for 30 to 40 minutes or until done. Cool and cover after 5 to 10 minutes to maintain moisture. Frost this with a cream cheese frosting or a cashew cream for vegans and non-dairy requirements. Serve warm, if not frosted, or at room temperature with cream cheese frosting. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input, so please write with comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from celiac.com, thank you for listening.